Okay, so just as usual, just again, just come back to your bodies. Your bodies will be tired, you've done a lot of work today, so just be very gentle. We're just going to do this very lightly and gently. So just come into your body, be aware of the sense of touch. Connect to your sense of hearing. Seeing. Smelling and tasting. Excuse me. And just really relax into the three-dimensionality of your body. So sinking inwards and downwards. Coming to the door at the center of your being. It leads to your inner sanctuary. Stepping through the door, you find yourself on the pathway to the sanctuary. Slowly stepping down, descending the path. Noticing the windows on either side. Getting glimpses of the past. Glimpses of the journey that you have been on up to this point. Not lingering, but noticing the past as you walk downwards towards the sanctuary. Coming to the bottom point, the place where the path starts to move upwards. Gently ascending to the inner doorway. Contemplating the inner door with its circled pentagram and the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh on the archway above the door. Be aware of the threshold point, the place of stepping in to the inner sanctuary. It is your wish and your will, you step through the inner door, and you find yourself in the four-square domed sanctuary. You notice the shin above you at the apex of the dome. You notice the four archangels in the quarters with the four holy living creatures beneath them. You notice the shining marble of the floor which reflects the dome. And you feel held and surrounded by the divine presence of the sanctuary. On this occasion, you take your place at the altar opposite Gabriel. So behind you is Raphael. On your right hand is Uriel. On your left hand is Michael. Above you is the Shin. So as you take your place at the center, you lay your hands upon the altar. Feeling yourself to be the center point, to be the pillar that connects earth and heaven, that balances the directions. You bring your attention to the Archangel Gabriel, who stands before you in shining blues and green and silver. Beneath the angel is the white eagle, who, as you pay attention, springs into life. Its eyes are a bright and shining blue. Its beak is golden, and its feathers shine white iridescence. For a moment, commune with the white eagle. And be aware that as you do, Gabriel steps aside and the western window opens. And somehow, you know not how, you find yourself on the back of the eagle, who flies through the window. And you find yourself in a mountain landscape with great winds blowing, a great sense of space, of height and distance. You find yourself flying through the air on the back of the eagle, looking with the eyes of the eagle. That takes you into a landscape that is green and iridescent. With many pools and rivers. The power of this angel is strange, because it dives into the pools, into the rivers, immersing you in the waters. And as it is immersed in the waters, it seems to have feathers of many colours, shining with iridescence. And as you are immersed in the waters, it is as if you are purified, cleansed. And you find yourself following a particular stream, a particular river. Leads you down to the sea. And together with the white eagle, you plunge into the deep. The strange swimming eagle takes you into the deep waters. To the place that is the wellspring, that is the source of the waters. And it is here you are received by the Archangel Gabriel, as if landing upon the hand of this vast being. That is the wellspring of all the waters, that is the manifestation of the springs of life. Together you and the eagle are received into the fluidity, into the purifying, circulating waters of Gabriel. Into the shining fluidity, into the mystery of irrigation, of fertilization, into the mystery of the vision which redeems. And passing through this form, through the presence of Gabriel, you find yourself in a sea cave. A place of shining crystals, of greens, of blues, of strange silver ores, of mother of pearl. Constant reflection. And here we find the cherubim, the angels of the deep waters, the angels of Yesod, that are the foundations of life, that are constantly changing shape, flowing into forms, emerging in new form. Beyond this cave, there is a small place, a small room. And as you step into it, this small, bare, shining room, at its center is a chalice that seems made of living water or mercury. that holds its shape but is in constant movement. We touch the singularity of water, constant flow, constant interchange, constant shaping, but fluidly moving in fractal patterns. We enter the mystery of reflection. We enter the mystery of the living life of Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power. And as we are made one with this, as we become one with the letter He, the primal mother letter, we are one with Gabriel, we are one with the Cherubim, we are one with the fluid green life of the sea and the irrigated land. And we see within the irrigation, within the sea, within river and stream and pool, the elementals of water, the flowing undines, the naiads, the little ones who cause the water to live. And we flow with them back into the sanctuary. So that we are standing in the midst of the sanctuary, feeling the great waters flowing into it, irrigating it. Feeling the blessing of the deep waters. Feeling the waters adding to the fire of Milkael. Feeling the conjunction of fire and water, and the strengthening and the deepening of the sanctuary with that blessing. So just gradually bring your attention back outwards. And just give yourself a moment or two just to record anything you want to record too. Just locate you within whatever experience you've just had.